What Armageddon got right about space drilling and what it didn't, which was mostly everything. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Choi, in for Molly Wood. This summer, we're exploring tech in movies. The Bruce Willis classic, Armageddon, was the highest-grossing film of 1998. Yes, 20 years ago. But fans, including myself, still love the movie today. Bruce's character, Harry Stamper, is a, quote, deep-core oil driller sent up into space to drill a hole and drop a bomb in an asteroid that is hurtling toward Earth. We meet the character on an offshore oil rig, managing a surly crew with oil flying everywhere. At one point, Harry shoots a gun on the drilling platform because he's mad at his future son-in-law, Ben Affleck.
Hey, stop! All right, now listen, man to man, serious. I love her.
It's a depiction of oil drilling life that has really stuck with the public, but has very little to do with reality, says Eric Von Ort. He's a professor of petroleum engineering at the University of Texas. We called him up to talk about the space drilling technology in Armageddon. But he says people are usually more interested in whether he knows any real-life Harry Stampers.
Whenever I get to meet new people and I tell them that I'm a drilling engineer, 9 out of 10 times people bring up Armageddon.
Wow.
And then I have to, of course, assure them that it's not that like that at all. Harry Stamper's rig, it's a complete mess and there are safety violations all over.
Did it get anything right?
Not much. No. Even the science behind blowing up the asteroid is not accurate. You need a hydrogen bomb that's about a billion times bigger than the biggest hydrogen bomb that was ever created. What it does get right is that we're going to be drilling on asteroids. We're going to be drilling on comets. That is humanity's future. I'm pretty convinced of that.
What are we hoping to find?
Well, what we're hoping to find, of course, on Mars is water. And of course, the entrepreneurs have gotten into this as well, and they're interested in kind of the precious metals that you might find kind of mining asteroids. So there's very serious work ongoing by several parties to go after asteroids and mine gold and platinum and other rare elements.
What are we doing right now? Like, what sort of drilling technology even is being used in space right now?
Well, your listeners may not know this, but we've actually been drilling in space for quite some time. I mean, the original moon missions with the Apollo landings had drills on board, and they drilled to get rock samples on the moon. And the Curiosity rover, until recently, until it had a failure in its drilling mechanism, was drilling into Mars.
Obviously, in Armageddon, we're looking at space travel under extreme duress. How would you stop a Texas-sized asteroid headed to Earth?
I don't know if I could. I don't think there's actually a viable strategy to divert it away from the Earth. Luckily, these are rare events. The last big asteroid that hit the Earth and killed the dinosaurs was 60 million years ago. So let's hope that it doesn't happen in our lifetime.
That was Eric Von Ort, professor of petroleum engineering at the University of Texas. He says asteroid drilling could start in the next decade. Larry Page from Google and James Cameron, yes, the film director, have backed a startup called Planetary Resources. They plan to drill for water on asteroids and mine metals like iron and gold. I recommend Armageddon as a delightful summer movie. But if you're looking for a more accurate asteroid disaster film, astronomers have said that Deep Impact is more scientifically sound. I'm Amy Choi, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.